Let's bring in Jim Plunkett, who not only led the Raiders to two Super Bowl victories, but who also won a Heisman Trophy at Stanford in 1970. Jim, the Raiders have already equaled their win total from a year ago. What's different?
Well, I think they're just playing better. They brought in some more players, players offensively to help them come up with a big play. And Amari Cooper, Michael Crabtree, Derek Carr is a better quarterback this year than he was a year ago. A lot of experience under his belt. He's just getting better all the time. And they're protecting him better. And the running game, not quite there yet, but it's much improved.
You play quarterback, and you know what it takes to win in the National Football League. What do you like about Derek Carr here early in his career?
Well, I think a lot of decision-making he's getting better at. He knows where to go with the ball early on, as opposed to having to stand back there and wait for the guy to get open. He anticipates better, and they're helping him out. They're giving him a lot of shorter routes to get rid of the ball, to feel comfortable. And this year, with the addition of Crabtree and Cooper, they have the ability to go down the field, which they haven't had since Carr got here and years before that as well. So, you know, it's a much more explosive offense, and he's a big part of it. He had a lot of experience at Fresno State. You know, they literally, I don't think he ever took a ball under center when he was at Fresno State. So he's used to the shotgun, and he does a very good job. And he's only going to get better. I like what I see from him, and he's a very hard worker. He puts a lot of time into his game.
You mentioned Cooper. Would you anticipate the Jets to try to throw Darrelle Revis on him? And if so, how excited would you be to see them go toe-to-toe?
Oh, it's always exciting when you have great matchups in Revis and Cooper. Cooper probably still has a lot to learn, but he's so dynamic, so explosive. You probably saw some film on him from the last game when he caught that short screen pass, and he literally almost broke some defensive back's ankles the way he cut back on them. But, you know, it's going to be a challenge for him. Revis, obviously, is an all-pro, a great player in his own right. So it's one of the fun matchups you'd like to see, you know, in a big football game.
How were the Broncos able to slow this Raiders offense down in Oakland a couple of weeks ago? And what was that blueprint? And do you think the Jets can do the same?
I'm sure, you know, we're a copycat league. You know, they're probably going to see a lot of the things that Denver did against the Raiders to slow them down, especially in the run game. And they shut them down pretty well in the passing game. Not a lot of big plays for sure. But, you know, I think we're a better football team now than we were then, hopefully. But the Jets defense is awfully good, as was the Denver Broncos. So they're going to put a lot of pressure on Carr. They've got a good pass rush, and that combined with excellent coverage in the secondary makes it very tough on a quarterback, especially a young quarterback. But, you know, we hope to do things better than we did a few weeks ago against the Broncos, and you know, and hopefully be on the attack mode like the Raiders were against San Diego, and make things happen down the field. But it's going to be a challenge. There's no doubt about it.
The Raiders ranked 32nd in the National Football League against the pass, but they seemed to take some steps forward last week in that win over the San Diego Chargers. What kind of matchup problems could both Brandon Marshall and Eric Decker pose?
Well, you know, I think we are getting better defensively. You know, as you mentioned, we're, you know, literally 32nd in pass defense. And partly because we're getting better against stopping the run. So sometimes those statistics are a little skewed. But I think the key thing that the Raiders have to do defensively is put a pass rush on Fitzpatrick. He's beat us three different times with three different teams. He's kind of a thorn in the Raiders' side. So they've got to find a way to get to him, and that will help our defenders, be able to be closer to Brandon Marshall and Eric Decker when they do catch the pass. But, you know, they work in conjunction. Pass rush, pressure on the quarterback, and I think that'll make our coverage better. So, you know, they've got their work cut out for them. Brandon Marshall obviously is hard to stop for anybody, but the Raiders, you know, will probably double him at times, single cover him other times, but with little help in the background. So, you know, they're working on their game plan. I'm sure they're going to come up with what they think is the best possible scenario for them to not necessarily stop, but slow down the passing attack of the Jets.
Does anything Charles Woodson do surprise you anymore?
Not anymore. You know, he's been in this league a long time, and he's spectacular. Sometimes, you know, he overdoes it. He wants to make a tackle in the backfield, and sometimes a big play happens behind him. But more often than not, he's around the football. He's got great instincts. He reads the quarterbacks very well. He studies the game plan, so in certain situations he almost knows where the ball's going before the play even starts. So, you know, he's a great leader to have back there, tremendous competitor, and the guy's still going strong.
What can you tell us about talented pass rusher Khalil Mack and how he's coming along?
He's progressing just like Derek Carr. He's making things happen defensively. He's got a few sacks this year. He's off to a great start. He's down sometimes in a three-point stance, and other times he's a stand-up rusher. And they move him around a little bit. And then with the addition of Aldon Smith, those two, put a lot of pressure on the quarterback. They're hard to block, and sometimes they switch sides. So that makes it much more difficult for the offensive line to key in on them.
You talked about it a little bit before, but do you think the strength of this defense right now is in terms of the run game?
I do right now. I think it is. They've done very well. Not as good as the Jets, but they're not too far behind as far as stopping the run. And that makes other teams have to pass more. So you got to find a way to not only stop the run, but put pressure on the quarterback and slow down the pass. This is a passing league. It's very difficult. You got four wide receivers. Sometimes five, they're spread out all over the place, and it's very difficult in today's game to really stop a passing attack. And it's still all key in getting to the quarterback, but it's much harder. The numbers they put up on the football field now each and every Sunday are just tremendous. People throw for 50, 60 times a game now, almost routinely during the weekend. Somebody's doing that. It's just a different game than it was before, so you got to find a way to slow them down.
And finally, Jim, how do you ultimately see this one playing out later this afternoon?
Well, hopefully the Raiders are going to have some breaks, which you always need, in a ball game. Obviously I'm pulling for the Raiders to find a way to get the job done. All their games have been close. They've fought tooth and nail in every game. Cincinnati got away from them. I think Cincinnati's a lot better than people expected them to be, but we're an improved football team. The Jets are very good, especially defensively, but also they rank very high offensively. So, I think they're going to come off a win against the Chargers with a lot more confidence, a little more inspiration, and, they know they have their work cut out for them, but they can get the job done.